This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Earlier this week, the Lower Kuskokwim School District met with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and state health officials to discuss school reopenings. LKSD is working on a phased reentry plan to get students back in school when it's safe. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
In January, YKHC stated that three criteria would have to be met before it would recommend a return to in-person school. First, YKHC said that COVID-19 cases in the YK Delta would have to drop to below 25 cases per week. Second, less than 3% of coronavirus tests would have to come back positive. And third, any cases within a community had to be linked back to travel. On February 5th, LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankins wrote that the district would follow YKHC's guidelines for reopening schools. YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges said test positivity rates will be lowered if more people get tested. And she said YKHC is working on an ambitious plan to achieve that goal.
To test every person in a village twice a week until the end of the pandemic.
She said YKHC would especially target students and teachers at schools for routine testing. Routine testing would also detect cases and allow them to isolate earlier, bringing the total number of cases down. Both the case count and the test positivity rate for the region have decreased since their peak, but are still several times higher than the threshold set by YKHC for reopening schools. Hodges said the most effective way to meet YKHC's guidelines to reopen school will be for more people to get vaccinated. Hodges reported 28% of the YK Delta's population and 36% of Bethel's had been vaccinated. And since only people age 16 and older can receive the vaccine, she said that means almost 60% of the eligible population has already been vaccinated. LKSD board member Di Ment echoed a question asked in a previous board meeting. If everyone has had the opportunity to get the vaccine, can schools reopen under the assumption that people who have not gotten the vaccine are accepting the risks? Health officials answered no. Hodges said that for one, that approach could still overwhelm the healthcare system, which is fragile in rural Alaska. Plus, she said the vaccine is only 95% effective, meaning 1 in 20 people could still be infected. And Dr. Liz Olson from the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services said it is unknown how effective the vaccines will be against variants of the coronavirus. Hodges also headed off an idea that she has heard that would allow parents to sign a waiver to allow their students to go to school, accepting the risks that entails.
The problem, of course, would be that it wouldn't just affect that person's family. It could affect their kids, friends, grandparents. You know what I'm saying?
With COVID-19 numbers declining, though, LKSD is putting together a working group to develop a phased reentry plan to reopen schools. Hodges said she supports reopening schools to special ed students, younger children, and high school seniors first. The working group is planning to present a draft of its phase reentry plan at the March board meeting. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Moving to sports, the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race begins Friday, followed by the Akiak Dash on Saturday. The races look different this year amid the pandemic, and here's what you need to know to participate as a fan this race weekend. The Kuskokwim 300 begins at 6:30 p.m. on Friday at the mouth of Bethel's small boat harbor. To avoid people crowding together, the race will begin with a mass start for the first time in K300 history. Race organizers will not set up a sound system to announce the beginning of the race, but KYUK has you covered. You can tune into KYUK 640 AM beginning at 6 p.m. on Friday for live race coverage of the start, and then stay tuned throughout the weekend for trail updates 6 minutes past the top of the hour. After the race start, stay near the river. The K300 fireworks show will blast off beginning at 8 p.m. The show is dedicated to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta's frontline healthcare workers. 16 teams are registered to compete in the K300. Nearly half are local teams, some competing in the race for the first time. Two champions are returning, 5-time K300 winner Pete Kaiser of Bethel and 9-time K300 winner Jeff King of Denali Park. Also competing is this year's Bogus Creek 150 winner Richie Deal of Aniak. here's what the race will look like. The K-300 course will mirror the 2018 route, with teams racing from Bethel to Bogus Creek and back, and then repeating the route. There will be two checkpoints, one near Tulik-Sac and another in Bethel. The Tulik-Sac checkpoint will be a camp outside the community of Tulik-Sac. Race volunteers will provide food and a warming tent to mushers, along with hundreds of bottles of heat for mushers to use for melting snow for their dog teams. The Tulik-Sac checkpoint is closed to the public as a safety precaution during the pandemic, and race personnel will not enter the Tulik-Sac community. Now for the Bethel checkpoint. It marks the halfway point of the race. This checkpoint will be located outside the Bethel Fitness Center. The checkpoint is open to spectators. Race fans are asked to wear masks and keep 6 feet from others. Only mushers will be allowed inside the fitness center, where they can get water for their teams, rest, and eat. A K-300 winner is expected early Sunday morning. But that's not the only race this weekend. The 65-mile Akiak Dash begins Saturday at 2 p.m. near the mouth of Bethel Small Boat Harbor. This race always begins with a mass start, racing upriver to Akiak, turning around, and returning to Bethel. There is one change to the race this year. Mushers are not required to take a one-hour layover in Akiak, so teams are expected into Bethel earlier this year, around 6 p.m. that same day. In more race news, Kuskokwim 300 race officials have organized this year's race around COVID-19 safety precautions. The race begins on Friday, but mushers began arriving into Bethel earlier this week. 16 teams are registered to compete. 9 are from outside the region. These 9 mushers and their handlers must have received a negative COVID-19 test taken within 72 hours of traveling to Bethel. All mushers must also receive a negative COVID-19 rapid test result in the week before the race in order to compete. Mushers and handlers must then quarantine when in Bethel and abide by Bethel's mask mandates. Usually, local volunteers open their homes to the travelers, but this year, race organizers are housing the mushers and handlers. Most are being housed at Delta Cottage cabins and the rest in a Dale Construction bunkhouse. Volunteers are providing breakfast and dinners. All gatherings associated with the race are canceled this year. There will be no Bethel headquarters. Instead, volunteers will update the race leaderboard from their homes, and the awards ceremony, scheduled for Monday at 7 p.m., will be held virtually over Facebook Live. The K-300 auction is also being held virtually. Prizes include 2 Alaska Airlines round-trip ticket vouchers and a 1-hour massage and more. The auction has already begun and will close at 5 p.m. on Sunday. The link is on the K-300 website. Continuing our race coverage, Kuskokwim 300 race fans have a new way to raise the stakes in this year's race, by betting on the action. For the first time, fans can place online bets on who will win the 300-mile sled dog race. Each bet costs $10, and there's no limit. Each bet requires guessing which musher will win the race, their elapsed time, and how many dogs are in harness at the finish. The one with the closest bet wins and will split the pot 50-50 with the K-300 race organization. Betting is already open and will close at the scheduled race start time at 6:30 p.m. on Friday. This entire weekend, stay tuned to the race action for the K-300 and Akiak Dash on KYUK 640 AM, with the live start line coverage for both races and live trail updates at 6 minutes past the top of the hour. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.